Good morning.
It is 7 a.m. Your physiological parameters are normal. It's time for a bath. Water temperature, perfect. And thanks to the intelligent cleansing, I use 10 times less water. For breakfast, I eat fresh vegetables straight from my home aquaponic farm. I have a reserve of energy, thanks to a hybrid hydrogen battery storage unit that collects excess energy from solar panels. And like my neighbor, I use a domestic small-scale water retention system. I take care of the garden and the environment. Hydrogen excess makes the home and all appliances running on electricity independent of the electricity grid. Maybe next time, I'll choose a hydrogen tram or bus. Time for a sustainable lunch, not only in terms of the products consumed, but also their second life. They become fuel to produce hydrogen, which I will eventually use to fill up my car. Electrolysis of water, that's brilliant, especially due to the proximity of the sewage treatment plant and food establishments. Biomass processed in reactors increases the potential for hydrogen production by a factor of 5. It used to be unthinkable. Graphene electronics, carbon nanotechnologies, self-generation are changing my life and influencing the decisions I make. Before bed, I look at my tablet and check that all is well in my little retention and aquaponics. Everything is as it should be. My physiological parameters are also fine. I just have to remember to change the carbon filter and put out the organic waste container in the morning. It is not a dream of the future, but our better tomorrow that is at hand. We must take care of the way we use natural resources so that we do not live at the expense of future generations. Water, hydrogen, and carbon are the resources of life that, used properly, can change our future.